Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the key. I don't have much to breathe. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the key.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me.
Take me to the king.
bless each and every one of you on this beautiful morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice in and be glad in it. I bless God for each and every one of you this morning, and I know that the mighty Lord got something planned for you today. I'm telling you right now, you just keep staying in the presence, just keep walking with Him. It's nothing like beginning your day, commending your morning in prayer and supplication with the Lord. I know that many of you have been taken to everywhere. You don't try everything, but one thing that I do know, that work 100% of the time is going to the King. Regardless of what you tried, and regardless of where you done been and how you done did things, try the Lord. Try the Lord and just sit and wait. Amen. Just sit and wait. Something that Mother Helen was saying on yesterday about dealing with endurance. When you have the endurance, you have the patience. When you have the patience, you have the time where you can sit and see things manifest in your life. Sometimes we'll get into a big rush and we don't have the patience, and we've been on move before things unfold. What do you mean by unfold? I mean God already worked it out. It's already taken care of. We just have to sit and wait. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, if some of you could sit and wait and understand that your prayers already been answered, God is already here for you, you'll see that the Lord never left you. Right there, we'll give it a shout out up there, and our families and friends up there in international waters, Australia. We thank God for you, Norway. We give you the praise. United Kingdom, we bless God for you. Amen. We bless God for you. We know you're getting geared up for that big wedding up there in the United Kingdom. We thank God for you in the UK. My God, Germany, we thank God for you. Australia, I think we already gave them. France, we thank God for you. We give God the praise for you as well. And we thank God right here for our local listeners right here in the United States of America. We thank God that you all are making us your social media church. Amen. Your social media family, social media pastor. And we don't take it lightly. That's why I thank God and give God the praise that everything that you hear that come across, we're not giving you something of ourselves. The Holy Ghost don't really download it, and we want to release it out unto you. I don't know about you, saints of God, but I thank God that a change done took place, a change done happened. And because the change done took place, things is not the same in your life, things is not the same in your walk than it used to be. So we just give God the praise. Amen. Some of us, we might feel it some type of way because of the change just to make things not comfortable like it used to be. Well, when change comes in, it doesn't supposed to be comfortable. It don't supposed to be relaxing. It's just something that is new, something that it takes you off balance. But one thing about it, if you can do the process that God have you in, you're going to see it, that the change meant for it. Good. It's meant for the better. Amen. Amen. And I thank God for it. And I just know that there's some sense of God is going higher in the Lord. And I just give God the praise, and I'm just so excited. Amen. We got our own Deacon Joe Robert. He's going to be coming on pretty soon. Amen. But before he comes on, we're going to let our Mother Jackson. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of God, first I'm giving God the honor, who's the true head of my life. I give honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. Honor to Pastor Smith. Honor to Pastor Barbara Elect. And everyone at the ADM ministry this morning. Father God, in the name of God, we just thank you for another blessed day, God, another blessed day that you allowed us. Thank you for breathing on us, God. Breathing life into our bodies one more. As you breathe on us, God, we just begin to rise up, God. And just say hallelujah in the house. Hallelujah in the house. Regardless of our circumstances, God. Oh, God, how we love to praise you. How we love to magnify your name. God, we thank you for keeping up, God. Fast and evil days, God. Oh, God, we realize sometimes our bodies out of, oh, shit, God. 7, deal, right? Reckon in pain, God. But yet and still, we can say, by your stripes, God, we will know we are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your legions of angels wrapped all around us, God, keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger this morning. God, we thank you. We thank you how you just kept us, God. You didn't let nobody, the house didn't burn up, God. No one didn't come in and shoot us, God. Or the God. Or it just somebody just kicked the door in. God, we thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up every leader that it is today, God. Every ministry, God. Every prophet, that teacher, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift them up this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to keep them strong in you, God. Everything they have pulled out, God, we pray this morning that you put it back in them in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to shield and protect them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning for leaders of the most, God, that is strong in you, God. Continue to pull out like never before, God. Let us continue to keep them lifted up in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to wrap your loving arms around our youth in the name of Jesus, God. Continue, God, to lift up in prayer, God. We lift them up in prayer like never before, God, because we see what's going on. Huh? In spite of all, God, we thank you, God. Lead them and guide them. Continue to save, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus, God. We're crying out like never before, God. Then let's continue to lay before you, God. Crying out, oh, Moshe, God, of the nations in the name of Jesus, God. Every southeast, northwest side of our son of the Moshe, God. We lift them up to you today, God. With a sincere heart, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you keep them out of the Moshe, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up the homeless this morning, God. The one in the institution this morning, God. The mental institution, God, this morning, God. We pray, God, that you make a way out of the way, God. We pray, God, that you restore minds in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. We pray, God, that you keep shelters over the homeless this morning. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. Crying out of the motion like never before, God. We lift up every mother that it is, spiritual mothers out of us, son out of us. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to keep them strong in you, God. Continue to let them cry out your wisdom out of ocean, God, that you have put down and deep out in their spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us have passion. Give us your passion, God. God, the people for the Moshe, God, even things that we've been through, God. Let us have passion, the Moshe, God. You know what we've been through, God. Somebody had passion on us, God. Somebody took the time and prayed for us, God. So we thank you today, God. We thank you today like never before, God. Let us continue to pray for one another, the Moshe, God. Even the ones out there in the world, God. I'm out to cry out for them in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. Continue to lift up our knees for the ocean, God. Lift them up like never before, God. Oh, God, let them begin to call on the name of Jesus like never before, God. Like when you call 911, it's an emergency out of our son of the ocean, God. Let them begin to cry out, God. Let them, oh, son of the ocean, God. Fill them with their Holy Spirit, God, of the ocean, God. Let them know, huh? They got to have the Holy Spirit. It's a must, little bullshit, God. The only way you can live right, you can talk right, walk right, the audible, shun of the bullshit when you. Holy Spirit. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you, God, of Oshay, God, for filling our needs with the Holy Spirit, God. Oh, we thank you, God, for filling our needs up, God, of Oshay, God. Let them know you are the way, the only way, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up the one, God, of Oshay, God, that's more, it's less than us, God. Oh, God, make a way for them, God. Oh, God, let their heads be high. Let them lift up their heads today, huh? With their shoulders rolled back. And let them know, how huh? I know I need Jesus in my life. Yeah, I am, Lord. I'm just a rag. He got a little shake, huh? Oh, but I need you, Lord, in my life. I don't try to everything, huh? So it's time for me to try Jesus. This man that they've been talking about that can save so, he can save me. This man that they've been talking about, he can deliver me, huh, from all this gifted stuff. Let them know, huh, that you're tired of being sick and tired of being sick. mind. It'll come into you. Yes, we do. Your mind regulate out of our son. The heart speaks of the day out of our son of devotion. He'll straighten your crooked path out of our son and make it straight for you. In the name of Jesus, you'll turn around sometimes and you'll wonder, how did I get to this point? I know I was out in the world once. Oh, but it's been a big U-turn for me. I thank you, Jesus, this morning. I pray somebody below high. I pray this that somebody has really truly thirst and hungry for you like never before. They need you, Lord, and above, shake out. They're crying out. Touch God this morning everywhere, God. In the name of Jesus, God, just touch God. Oh, God, let your sanctuary be like a light in a dark place, God, and above, shake out, where everybody can see the light of Jesus Christ. And Lord, and above, shake out, let us be a walking Bible, a walking testimony. Lord, don't say, tell somebody what we've been through. Oh, let everybody know. They got to know how. They got to know our story. They got to know how we were deep down in the belly. Got to know how we were so blind. And the Lord, send the most God. We couldn't see how. But one day, God, you came about and took the blindness out. Hey, glory to God. Now we can see how. What it is, just what it is. We thank you, Lord, today, God. We ask that you touch me, God, about and touch me, God. Oh, God, by your stripes, we are healed, God. Thank you for healing the sick, God, of those sons of the most, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for saving the unsaved, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we're crying out, of those, God. We realize it's the last day, God. Oh, God, your people got to know all over the nation. It's time that's winding up. It's time to call on Jesus. Whatever situation it is, it don't make any difference, God, of those, God. Nothing too hard for God. In the name of Jesus, oh, but I want to say today, had over another bullshit, God. You need Jesus just like I needed here outside that. Oh, if you separate yourself from the crowd, the one that you call your buddies in your past, separate yourself from me, sir. Oh, and begin to just kneel down. If it takes every day, all day long, just call on the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, the day that you touch every internet, God, every laptop out of our son of the bullshit, every phone, God, and let your power begin to burst in like never before, God. I pray, God, of our son of the bullshit, God. Let somebody be saved today, God. Let somebody be delivered today. Set free from every chain, God. Pull down every stronghold in their life in the mighty name of Jesus, God of the bullshit, God. Oh, how we need you today, God. We're crying out, God. Hey, God, we're crying out, God. Let us continue, God, to lay before you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. It doesn't make any difference what people say about you, God. Oh, if you need Jesus, it won't matter. It is pulling on Jesus. Just pull on it. Hey, pull on it, God, by the son of the bullshit, God. He wants you to pull on it. He wants you to know how that he loves you today. And no matter how messed up you are, he's the one that can clean you up. Nobody else can do it. So just call on Jesus today, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you touch the nations, God. Everybody, stand on the bullshit, God. Turn every situation around, God. Let people know that you're a God all by yourself. We realize some don't know the less they see, God. Oh, if they take that, God, let them see how the move will be, God. I need it about son of the bullshit, God. We need you today, God. People need to be saved today, God. People need to be delivered today, God. Oh, God, a lot of people still bound up for years, God. Oh, but I pray today about son of the bullshit. Loose your hope. Out of our son of the bullshit, in the mighty name of Jesus, the bullshit, we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over minds, over eyes, God, over those, even our mouthpiece, God. And we can hear your voice today, out of our son of the bullshit. Let us continue to push, God. Continue to stretch us, God, like never before. We need to be stretched. Stretch us, Lord, over the bullshit, God. In the name of Jesus, this day, God. Out of our footsteps, Lord, of our son of the bullshit, God. In the name of Jesus today, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for all things, God. These things we ask you this morning, God, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We give God the praise. There's somebody right there in the midst of your home getting ready this morning. Just go ahead and give God the praise. Go ahead and thank him. Go ahead and worship his holy name, because he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised.
Yes.
We just give God the glory.
Yes.
We just give God the praise. My God, somebody just need to thank him for the blessing they're going to receive today. Somebody need to thank him for the miracle that they're going to receive today.
Yes.
Somebody need to thank him because of everything that the devil done told them about today on yesterday that it's a lie. That God is going to work it out. God is going to do it. Somebody need to thank him because today relationships going to be mend back together. Somebody need to thank him because it's not going to happen that whatever the devil said, that is not going to happen. Somebody need to thank him because somebody is not going to be evicted today. A miracle is coming their way. Things is getting worked out. Somebody need to thank him because a judge is going to overturn a decision. Somebody need to thank him this morning. My God Almighty. Somebody need to thank him because they don't know how food going to come to the house, and God's going to make a way out this morning. Somebody need to thank him because the enemy tried to steal your joy yesterday, steal your peace yesterday, and God's going to deliver your joy. He's going to deliver your peace back unto you today. Somebody need to thank him this morning because the victory is yours. Somebody need to thank him because on yesterday they felt lost. On yesterday they felt defeated. But today you're getting your victory back. You got your spark back. You got your drive back. You're not allowing the enemy to steal anything from you. Somebody need to thank him because everything that the enemy done took on yesterday, God got respiration today. Today is the new beginning of your respiration.
Yes.
Today is the new beginning of what God is giving you. Somebody need to thank him. Everything and every plan and every tricks of the enemy that what he tried on yesterday, today God done gave you the power. Today he done revealed everything to you. Today you got the power to tear every plan up, every strategy up, everything up on the enemy. Somebody need to thank him this morning. I don't know about you, but all over the world, I dare you to go ahead and give God the thanks. Everything that the enemy is plotting and planning in the world, you go ahead and thank God because it's not going to work. My God, because the power lies inside of you. You go ahead and give God the thanks. Give God the thanks. Give him thanks because it's worthy to be praised. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Thank him, thank him, thank him. You don't thank him for where you are. You thank him for where you're going. You don't thank him for what's going on right now because you should have thought, you should have thanked him for that on yesterday. Today is a new day. It's a new morning. So I thank him for what's coming my way. I thank him for what is getting turned around. I thank him that things in my life is changing for the better. I thank him, my God Almighty, that it is my day of the daily bread. And I still walk into his holy name. You go ahead and thank him this morning. Thank him this morning as your children go off to the school, that no harm and no danger is going to happen to them because they're covered by the blood of Jesus. Thank him this morning. My God, your weapons of your warfare are not caught up, but mighty through the pulling down of every song. You thank him this morning. My God, that every trick and plan that the enemy has set up for you to day, by you giving God a praise first thing this morning, it tearing up every trick, it tearing up every plan, it tearing up every mind battle, it tearing every up-packing scheme, it tearing up. And when you get to the point, your enemy is going to become the ones that favor you. Your enemy is going to become the one that bless you. Your enemy is going to become the one that give you the praise. Your enemy is going to become the ones that work for you. So you go ahead and give God a praise. That's why it's important to give God a praise first thing this morning. Give God a praise because it's already worked out. You go ahead and say, somebody thank the living. Somebody thank the living God because he is worthy to be. He is worthy to be praised. Yes. Shekanaboshi. Metanaroshi ani. Genaroshi. Getaroki danaboshi. My goodness, I give God a praise. Say so, God. You got to thank him. You thank him. Thank him for what's going to happen today. Thank him that you got the victory today. Thank him, my God. Thank him that joy's going to rest upon you like never before. Peace going to rest upon you like never before. And you go ahead and say it, the living God. Thank him because he is worthy. Thank him he is worthy. I give my thanks. Thank him he is worthy. 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 Brother Cassie, he is worthy. My goodness.
Thank
and no mother
Lord.
Is listening. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy, my God. That's why I can thank him because the prayers of the righteous avail as much. Oh, we can thank him. Oh, give him thanks, saints. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Because your issues, your problems, your situation, it's not greater than our God. It's not bigger than our God. So we give God the thanks this morning because everything is trouble. Everything that he gave us the power, my God Almighty, he gave us the power. He gave you the power, brother. He gave you the power, sister. He gave you the power, daughter. He gave you the power, son. He gave you the power. So you go ahead and give him thanks because at the end of the day, what the enemy meant for bad, God turning around for the good. Just go ahead and give him thanks this morning. We give him thanks. We give him thanks. We give him thanks. Hallelujah. 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 My goodness, I give God the praise. I give him a praise. My God, my God. Listen, before I hold you, Joe, come on. I want you. My God. Before you come on, I want you to begin to learn how to command your morning. It's very important for you. First thing in the morning, you begin to command. You begin to speak it in the atmosphere. For those that is listening all over the world, I want you to repeat after me. You know, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father God, in Jesus' name,
I command
my morning right now.
I command my morning right now.
I command everything that is in this day.
I command everything that's in this day.
Yeah. I command my joy.
I command my joy.
I command my peace.
I demand my peace.
I command my happiness. I command my victory. I command the things of God to resurrect in my day today. I have the power over the adversary. I have the victory over the attacks that he's trying to bring. This day, this morning, I release a declaration in the atmosphere to let the adversary know, to let my issues know, to let my enemies know that I have command over the atmosphere and over the things that God placed me over. And everything that God ordained for today and everything that God said was going to happen for today, we bring it to resurrection. We bring it to alive now. And the enemy will not attack and bounce and snatch it out of the spirit realm before it comes into manifestation. We command our mornings, we command our day by the authority of the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. If you say that, just go ahead and give God a prayer. You just get ready for the expectation that God has for you. Now you just get ready for what miracle, what things that God has for you today. Amen. I command some of you need to speak to yourself and say, this is the day that I'm going to walk in true deliverance. This is the day that when I'm going to get cleaned out, I'm not holding on nothing no more because I'm tired of my issues stopping me for being blessed. I'm tired of my issues stopping me from going into the threshold, going into the things of God. This is the day that God's going to help me to be delivered. This is the day that my issues coming under control. This is the day that I'm going to look in the mirror and I'm going to tell self in the mirror that, listen, you don't have no more power over me. We're going to walk into the things of the Lord. We're going to go in every opportunity and self, you're not going finna mess it up because I'm finna walk into the, I'm not finna lose no more. This is the day that I'm commanding my morning of deliverance.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day. This is the day.
Yes, it is.
And if you command your morning all over the world, you command your evening all over the world. One of my great mentors teaches it very well, Dr. Sidney Trim. If you command, my God, all over the world, you give God a praise. Now it's not time to worry about the issues, worry about your problems, worry about what's going to take place today. You go ahead and look for the blessing. You go ahead and look for what God's going to do. You go ahead and look how God's going to work it out. You go ahead and look for your miracle. Look for your healing. Look for your financial blessing. Y'all hear me this morning. You go ahead and look for the great report. Look for the judge to overturn the decision. Look for everything going to be made whole. Look for healing miracles going to take place today. You go ahead and look for the things of God because you don't take access, my God, anything and every power. Strip every power of the adversary. It's not going to work. My God, I just give God the praise and we give God the thanks. So I'm telling you right now, I don't know about you, but God, my God, I don't care how I feel, but it's just something about the name of Jesus. It just fires me up right away.
Hallelujah.
It fires me up. The sun rises, my God, it is sweet as honeycomb. It is sweet, my God. It's just something about the name of Jesus.
Ooh,
I know
God,
that many of you can testify this morning that it's something about the name of Jesus that brought me through. My God, through the mud, brought me through the wilderness, that brought me through when I was down and out, just brought me through when I was ready to give up, just brought me through when I'm dealing with rejection, brought me through when I feel like that nobody doesn't love me, and I'm just ready to throw in the towel. It's just something about the name of Jesus that is sweeter than honeycomb. I don't know about you, but I know many of you all over the world, you can testify that it's something about the name of Jesus. My God, God Almighty, I know my ADL somewhere on this morning. You can give me a up in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. I see of the Holy Ghost. It's just something, something about the name of Jesus. And some of you need to go ahead and command your morning, command your day, and all you need to do is speak for the rest of the day. I'm not speaking defeat. I'm not giving the enemy no credit. I'm going to plead the blood. I'm going to say Jesus. Where is that Jesus? What's going to happen, Jesus? What's going to take place, Jesus? Jesus, my God Almighty, because it's something about the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel a turnaround that somebody has already made the turnaround. And I'm telling you right now that it is your time, my God. And a turnaround, thanks to God, I want to share this before our very own Deacon Joe, come on. A turnaround, listen, when you're in a turnaround, thanks to God, a turnaround doesn't feel good. See, many of us, we forget about, we don't look at the process of things, and we get caught up into the movement. We get caught up into the emotion. We get caught up into the shouts. We get caught up into the victory dance. Amen. But when God says, I'm bringing a shift in your life, and when he says things in your life are turning around, listen, that doesn't feel good. That ain't a sight to celebrate. That is a sight to hold on. When you're in a turnaround, my God, you want to make sure you brace yourself because it depends on the speed of the turnaround. You could come out dizzy. You could come out discombobulated. You could come out what's going on, what in the world is happening, and you'll think that it's an attack on the adversary. You'll think the adversary don't want an attack on you. You'll think that the enemy, my God, is plotting something against you. But when a turnaround comes into your life, what God is saying, I'm shifting all this mess, I'm shifting all of this junk, I'm shifting from you from one place to another place, from the place where you was comfortable at, from the place to where you felt, my God, you felt stable at. God said, I'm finna shake your very foundation. I'm finna bring a turnaround. Otherwise, I'm finna bring things into your life, gonna mess with you, gonna bring you discomfort, gonna challenge you. My God Almighty, gonna challenge your character, gonna put a squeeze on you, gonna make you cry, gonna make you wanna give up, gonna make you wanna throw in the towel. But I'm telling you right now, if you could stay in the turnaround and watch the process once it get complete, baby, you gonna have a new shout. You're gonna have a new walk. You're gonna have a new dance. My God Almighty. But the old got to come off first before you can get the new. And in the midst of the shifting, in the midst of the turnaround, what God is saying, I'm taking off the old, finna get ready to bring you into the new. I don't know who the Holy Ghost want to share with this morning, but God is bringing off the old off of some of you. He want to bring you into the new. Somebody need to tell themselves in a mirror, I'm not going to fight the turnaround. I'm not going to fight the paradigm shift that is taking place in my life. But I'm going to yield to it because I've been waiting on the new. I've been waiting on the new walk. I've been waiting on the new mind. I've been waiting on the new talk. I've been waiting on the new financial blessing. I've been waiting on the new healing. So therefore, the turnaround is in your life. Somebody need to give God a praise this morning for the turnaround that is happening
Hallelujah.
Yes. Go ahead and praise him because the turnaround is here. The turnaround is here. I know when they say, hey, turn around and they you to turn around in the church, God is changing. And they look at it from the bad and say, God is changing the bad into the good and all this kind of stuff here. No, baby, one thing about it, the good doesn't go nowhere. See, this is the thing that, my God, I don't know who we talking to tomorrow. Get ready, Deacon Joe. Let me tell you something. Listen, one thing about it, saints of God, the good doesn't go nowhere. The good is on this earth to stay. The good outpowers the God. See, this is the thing that where I call church language. This is the thing to where, but my God Almighty, that church world, we articulate in. We get into the hype. We get into the emotion of things. Because my Bible tells me what the enemy meant for bad, God meant it for good. Why? Because good overpowers the bad. Good will always overpower the bad. Good is here on this earth. My God, Locust God reign in heaven, and Locust God is the top dog in heaven. Darkness cannot penetrate the light, by y'all hear me. Good will always here to stay. So therefore, when a transition or turnaround comes around, it's not you transitioning into the good. God is transitioning some things off of you for you can live in your good. Y'all hear me. For you can enjoy the good of him. My God, taste and see what the Lord has for you because it is good. It is good.
Yes.
It is good.
Hallelujah.
But turn around and shift. Don't let nobody do you now. Don't turn around in church the damn time. To turn around into your from your bad to your good. Baby, good is already here. I don't need to turn around for that. No. I'm turning around, my God, because God is taking me through a process. I'm turning around because he's taking some things off of me. I'm turning around. I got some issues within myself. He's pulling out of me. And when I get back face forward, I'm going to be a new creature in Christ. It's not because of the bad around me, because God gave me the power to cast out the devil. He gave me the power to heal the sick. He gave me the power to tremble and walk over my enemy. So therefore, I'm not worried about any darkness around me. I'm worried about my soul and salvation. And I'm worried about me receiving the things of God. So when I turn around, when I'm in a shell, God is working something out in me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mother Jackson, we got to get our Deacon Joe up in here. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He's working something out in me. He's working something out in you. Amen. You're in a season of, some of you in a season of turnaround. Call it rejoice. It's not the enemy, baby. It's not because darkness all around you. Darkness cannot always remember this. Darkness cannot penetrate light. And when things come in your life, it's because God is trying to use things, my God, around you to bring the good out of you. My God, iron sharpen iron. Y'all hear me? Iron sharpen iron. What the scripture says, and the turnaround is in your life, so therefore, saints of God, yield to the turnaround. Don't go from this turnaround, I'm turning around out of this bad, I'm turning around out of this trial, and I'm going into something good, I'm going to tomorrow. No, you can't turn around out of that, you can't move out of that, you can't shift out of that, because that's ordained by God. That's the process that he wants you to go through. when a shift of turnaround takes place in your life. God is doing something within you. He's doing something to pull something out of you. He's doing something to bring you into a place, your mindset, your spirit, your body. The old thinking got to go away. Amen. And once you begin to be repositioned, you being repositioned as a new creature, as a new, my God, man and a woman of God, because old things are passed away. All things are become new because you have been through the process of a turnaround. Go through the process. Go through the process. Don't let nobody tell you, my God Almighty, it's the devil. Don't let nobody tell you about my God Almighty. Don't let no church people to get up there and say, you turn around. Turn around and no, I'm not turning around, because at the end of the day, good is already on this earth. Good is already here. Matter of fact, good penetrate the darkness. So I'm not in a dark place. I'm in a place where God is trying to deal with something within me. So therefore, I'm always in the good. I'm never in the dark. I'm just in a process that God is taking me up higher. And because of the process, it calls for me to get rid of some things within myself. It calls for me to walk out of some things within myself. It calls for me to get rid of some ways within myself. It ain't the devil. God just bringing a situation. He bringing altercation. He bringing things, my God, to sharpen me, to my God Almighty, to purify me, to get me to walk into a place. I will never know where I'm at, my God, if I have an anger issue. If I have an anger issue, I will never know if I'm delivered from the anger issue, if an altercation of anger did not come my way. And once it comes, the way I deal with it, then I realize I am delivered from it. Hey, y'all hear me, my God. Let me get out of here. Amen, 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 amen. Y'all just give God a praise, and we thank him going this morning. Y'all give him a hallelujah, whoop, whoop up in here, because God is worthy to be praised. Listen, I just thank God because he is worthy to be praised. Thanks of God, you just command your morning, amen. Understand that everything that you go through is a process. Let's get out of this form of mentality that the enemy, a lot of these things we don't cause on ourselves. As a matter of fact, 100% we caused on ourselves. The enemy just got up in and just had fun with you. That's all he did. He just got up in your mess, what you caused on yourself, to have fun with you. Amen. At the end of the day, no weapon formed against you shall not prosper. Darkness will not penetrate the light. The light will overcome the darkness, my God. And when the light shows up, darkness got to flee. It got to hide. It got to go somewhere, because the light don't show up. Are you a light? I heard this song say, I'm going to let my light shine. Let my light shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. I'm going to let this own light shine. And let it shine. Let it shine. Is anybody going to let their light shine?
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Deacon Joe, God bless you. Go ahead, Deacon Joe, and give us some words for inspiration. God bless you, Deacon Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor.
Amen.
First of all, I'd like to give God, who is my highest power. I'd like to thank my wife, Mother Jackson. I'd like to thank you, Apostle, and First Lady Spencer Temple. I'd like to thank Pastor Smith, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith also. Have a blessed day. I'd like to thank the ABM Ministry, the motherboard, the front line, the deacons and all the members, and also the visitors. I'd like to come to you today from Psalms 13 to the choir master, a Psalm of David, verse 1 through 6. How long, O Lord, will you forget me? Forever. How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemies be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say I have prevailed over him. Let my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trust in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. I'd like to let you know that I recently had someone in my family that transitioned, and it took me through some changes for a minute. But what brought me out of it was to know that he never knew the Lord, but they brought him out of hospice unit. He went home, and before he transitioned out, he accepted the Lord, and he accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. May he rest in peace. And also, I'd like to say thank you, Lord, for all the wonder and the wondrous things that you have given me. You've given me Jesus, who died on the cross for you and me, who is our Savior. For the knowledge that you've given me, and who could forget the wisdom to know the difference. And there also is the steadfast love that you have, for all your saints and all the people in the world. I'd like to say thank you, Father. Thank you in Jesus' name. From Deacon Jackson, ABM Ministry. Amen. Amen.
Thank Amen. You, Amen. You know what, Deacon Jackson? You know, this reminds me of the story of the three men, or the two men on the cross with Jesus. This reminds me of the story. Saints of God, you got to understand that when you make the decision, no matter how you don't live your life, but the moment you make that one decision could change your whole life. When the two men was on the cross with Jesus, one of the men said, "Listen, save yourself. Get off of this cross. Save yourself." One man was talking foolish, but it was another man say, "Listen, listen, remember me as you dwell in paradise." Basically, he was just saying, "Listen, I know I did wrong. I know that I messed up, but remember me when you go into paradise." Jesus looked at him and said, "He said, listen, this day you shall dwell with me in paradise." This man probably was a sinner all throughout his life, but he made one decision when he was on the cross, one decision of true repentance, one decision of allowing his life to be turned around while he was on the cross. And that decision changed the rest of his eternal life that he shall live. I don't know about you, but one day I'm going to end up meeting him up into glory. Saints of God, right now, today, you can make in your mind one decision right now would change your whole life, would change your financial, would change where you're at right now. One decision will make your whole life go into a direction where you could give God the glory. Don't be like that man on the cross, selfish and not taking accountability of his actions and not taking accountability of his ways and just say, "God, just save yourself." Just looking at about yourself, always me. Have you ever met somebody that they never take accountability of their action? They always got to say somebody else the problem. Everybody else the problem but them. Well, that's that individual on the cross that God, Jesus, did not save. But when you met somebody that say, "You know what? Just remember me. I know I did wrong. I know that my decisions that I'm making, it's not the devil. It's my decisions that I made that caused certain consequences to happen in my life. And because of that, I need you to remember me, Lord. I don't deserve to come into heaven. I don't deserve to walk on to walk behind you on the grounds that you walk on. But all I know is what I heard, that you are a forgiven God. You are just God."
Yeah.
So remember me as you go to paradise. And you know what God said at that minute? Because it was a true place from the individual. He said, "You will dwell with me." How many of you is holding up your blessing this morning because you won't look in the mirror and say, God, it is me. It is me, oh Lord. How many of us is holding up the blessings and the miracles that God has for us because we cannot look at true forgiveness? We cannot look at somebody and say, I forgive you. Yeah, I know you did this, but I forgive you.
No.
I know it hurt, yeah, but I forgive you. How many of us is holding up the things of God? Say to God, I'm going to get ready to go. But it is my prayer that the church get out of this playing church stage, playing church mentality, playing church quotation, and let's start experience the church. Because at the end of the day, it's power, life, and death in the power of the tongue. Start looking at these illustrations and looking at these documents that the Bible document according to somebody else. You got to understand that it's power, life, and tongue, that it can give yourself life and it can also kill you. Your tongue could do the same thing. Your thought process could do the same thing.
Amen.
Choose this day. Choose this day. That
yes,
I say, God,
Lord.
It's me, oh Lord. It's me. It ain't the devil that caused this. It ain't the devil that made me do it. I wanted to do this. I wanted to try this. It was me, God. It was me. I don't want to have the anger issue. I don't want to have the problem of not being truthful in things that I say. It is me, Lord. It is me. It is me, God. It ain't the devil. It ain't nobody. It's me, God. So, God, help me. Turn me around. Light up my issues. So you can help me, Lord. Because one day I want to dwell in paradise. I want to experience your blessing. I want to experience your love. I want to experience your joy. I want to experience your happiness. Last but not least, saints of God, true joy, true happiness come from a place where you are completely empty from your past. You are completely empty from the things of life. You are completely unmovable from situations of issues that comes to you. And if you are completely unmovable, you are completely delivered from your past, you are gay people, you know, you walking into the things of the Lord, you cannot but have joy, peace, and happiness.
Man.
Why? Because the Bible must say, for the joy of the Lord is my strength, because I'm walking in the Lord. I'm not walking in the things behind me. I'm not walking in the things that is troubling my mind. I'm walking in the things of the Lord. So when I walk into the things of the Lord, I'm walking in true peace. I'm walking in true happiness. I'm walking in true joy. The devil cannot steal. Listen, the devil is a liar. We need to stop saying this mess in church. The devil cannot steal your joy. What happened to your joy? You got out of the presence of God. You stopped seeking God. You stopped, my God. You start taking all your problems other than releasing your problems to the Lord. So therefore, your joy was given away by you.
Come on.
Keep your joy. Stay in the presence of God. Stay seeking his face. Forget those things that which are behind. Forget what everybody else done said. Because they don't determine who you are. You stay in the face of God.
Amen.
And when the enemies look at you because they thought that what they done going to sabotage your walk. Because one thing about the devil will turn a person that is your friend, he'll turn him to your enemy. Then from your enemy, he'll turn him to a spy. From a spy, my God, he's going to turn him to a news reporter. Because a spy going to come around, just want to see what everything going on before they can have some report. The reports don't have to necessarily got to go to anybody else. The report could go ahead and ease their own conscience. They can have the report just for themselves. But that's the process of the enemy. Amen? But once you keep the door and walk with God, only thing the spy-like spirit could do is just say they're still in the face of the Lord. Matter of fact, they went higher. Matter of fact, my God Almighty, they went higher. Where are you this morning? Listen, we thank God for each and every one of you, and I just bless the living God, because I know that you are going higher, higher, Lord, higher, 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 into the presence of the living God. And I'm telling you right now, as you continue to go higher, my God, God's going to continue to do great things inside of you. He's going to continue to bless you. He's going to continue to take you into place. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. Make your decisions today, that you're going to transition out of the different things that is not of God. And I'm going to allow God to make me go through this turnaround process. I'm going to make the decision, my God, to look at myself and admit the different things that is in my life, that are what I done and what I trouble, because I don't want to make that decision not to be blessed. I need my blessings to come in. And I don't know about anybody else, my God. I've been need them before on yesterday. Amen. I need them right now. I am behind. So therefore, I got to make some decisions for the better. I got to make some decisions for the good. I got to make some decision for the Lord to continue to do new things in my life. Amen. And as you continue to make some decisions, God's going to go ahead and do it for you. Amen. Understand this, saints of God. Make sure you always command your morning. Always speak things in the atmosphere. Always begin to speak things to come your way. Don't wait to be catched by surprise, and now you want to go ahead and speak things and you want to go and deal with things. No, no, no. Never be caught by surprise. Go ahead and command your morning. Get out of the tradition of prayers, prayers that were, you know, our tradition that we heard, and begin to operate into the prayers, my God, prophetic prayers, prayers to where I begin to command, prayers that I will begin to allow the Lord to order my steps, prayers where I release all my brothers and sisters as they go out throughout the day, that they shall receive a blessing, that they receive their miracle. They're going to have a testimony today. They're going to walk into their new place. They're going to have an opportunity that's going to blow their mind. Prayers that are right now, modern day, change for the better, and God's going to take you into the supernatural. I thank God for you once again. Listen, saints of God, it's always a blessing, but I'm going to keep reminding you, my God, and as we get the information, we're going to come. We're going to get geared up and get ready for our revival in July. By the end of July, amen, we're going to praise God by the end of the July. And I'm telling you right now, you don't want to miss a treat. If you're feeling the power of God and the things are moving through the line, imagine when you come in person. Imagine when you bring somebody. The power of God is just going to move. We are people that seek the face of the Lord. We don't see nothing else. This is our life. This is what we have. What you see is what you get. Saints of God, let's keep our very own Pastor Smith and the pastor, our co-pastor ADM, up in prayer. Amen. Just keep them up in prayer. They're attending to some family business. Amen. We thank God for them and their labor of love, that they constantly come on and labor for you all and labor within the church. Amen. Listen, saints of God, we want you to come and participate. Our Holy Land trip, our Holy Land tour, we want you to come and be a part of it as we go down as a family in Orlando, Florida. Amen. On June the 9th, and we're going to go ahead and go into the Holy Land. We want you to come on and be a part. Amen. We want you to reach out to our very own Sister Deshaun. Reach out to different ones in the ministry. Amen. Just say, hey, I want to go, but I'm having trouble to finish paying off. I want to go, but I just don't have it. My God, let's reach out. You never know what things are going to take you. I heard this old saying, a closed mouth won't get fed. Y'all hear me? I heard this old saying, a closed mouth won't get fed. So if you don't say nothing, amen, nobody won't be able to know what to help you with. Amen. So God, just give yourself a praise. Amen. Let's get back into a place of prayer, fasting, consecration, and seeking the face of the Lord. Because at the end of the day, that's our strength. That's where our help comes from. Most of the time when we begin to go through attack or go through situation, because it overwhelms us, because we get out of the will of the Lord. We get out of the presence of the Lord. We get out of fasting. We get out of prayer. We get out of His face. And when we get out of His face, we don't have no strength. Because my Bible tells me, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. And that is your strength this morning. Amen. Amen. So you nudge your neighbor, nudge your brother, nudge your sister. Say, listen, we've been having a blessed time on this broadcast in the morning. God's been blessing us, been giving us some things. Amen. To penetrate our spirits, to help us to keep pressing towards our tomorrow. And I need you on tomorrow so we can get ready to command our life as a family, command our life as business partner, command our morning, amen, as a unit. Amen. So I want you to come on tomorrow.
tomorrow. We don't know what the Lord is going to do, but I thank the Lord that he will be in the house. And I'm telling you right now,
man,
I know for a fact by your spirit is being stirred, by your spirit is being revived, by God is breathing on you, and you got expectation for today to be blessed. I know I'm going to see you here tomorrow with a testimony coming out of your belly. Is there anybody ready for the testimony today?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, baby, you might as well get dressed, put on your clothes, go ahead and look good. Brother, you need to shave and trim, go ahead and shave and trim, because it's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing heading my way. God bless you all. ABM Ministry, Apostle Temple, and also our co-pastor, Sister Smith, and also our family, our ABM family. We say thank you. We press, brother. Press, sister. Press, mother. Keep going. As we keep continue, as we continue on tomorrow, and we leave out today, and we say peace. We love you, but no way is not given to the swift of the stone, but he that endures to the end. Keep praising.
Amen.
God bless each and every one of you.
You're going to make it.